Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We got some very excited about having Debbie Meyer back on the show. Debbie is an entrepreneur. She's an inventor. Ladies in the green bags. Guys, the cake taker, you know. Hello. Really important products, really important inventions here. She's you've seen her on television, many of you have, and she's got a book that's coming out real soon, and she's often on the show. She's a wife, a mother, and I think a grandmother, too. I don't think she minds me telling that. Debbie Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Wonderful to be here. No, I don't mind in the least.
well, you adopted your children when you were 25. They were already almost grown, and right? I mean, That's the story, right?
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You're sticking to it. It's good to have you back, Debbie. And
thanks.
And by the way, I always like to remind folks that the Wow magazine, Women of Wealth magazine, said you were on the list of 90 of the most powerful females. Now, there are a few other little things on the end of there, mentoring and philanthropy, et cetera, but I think they should just stop it right there. 90 of the most powerful. One of the 90 most powerful females. I mean, that's pretty impressive. Congratulations for that.
Well, thank you. It's always nice to be recognized for something. Power sounds really impressive, but I like the part. I like the part even better when it was actually for mentoring other people. I'm a firm believer. I don't say I give back. I like to say I pay it forward.
Right.
Because I believe it's more important to teach someone to do their own good work. As opposed to giving them something.
Right. And I was congratulating another lady on her similar award one time. She said, yeah, but when I got home, I still had to do the laundry.
You bet. I had unpacked the suitcase. Yes, indeed.
Hey, Debbie. Yes, indeed. One of the things that we like to talk about on the show, and we have been doing quite a bit of this lately, is getting out of your own way, making sure that the habits that you have are not holding you up, not tripping you up, that you are your own speed bump. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's actually excellent advice, and very often we do get in our own way, and we do need to check our own habits for what, and we need to do that check pretty often, and check on what we're doing and how we're doing it and how it's working for us.
What would be an example of a habit? Give us something specific.
Follow-up, how we do our follow-up. If you're finding that your follow-up is not yielding what you think it should be or it has in the past, I think you should actually record yourself when you're making follow-up phone calls. Hmm. You should listen to what you're saying. You should listen to the fact. You should listen to find out if you're actually listening.
Mm-hmm.
Are you rolling over the person who's trying to tell you something? Are you missing important facts or important snippets that person is giving you that might help you be more effective? But one of the things that I think is also important relative to checking on habits is to check on what habits you're asking your customer or client to change. Because I find that people can be very resistant when you want them to change what they already do.
You mean when you make suggestions to other people, they don't just fall in line with exactly what you want them to do?
Yeah, just like my kids.
Yeah, you know? a friend of mine wrote a book called "Why Don't You Want What I Want?"
Oh,
Rick Maurer wrote that book. Why don't you want what I want? You know, that's my lament all the time.
Well, you know, a lot of people when they have a product or a service, they're actually asking a customer to throw out all the ways that their customer ordinarily thinks or acts. You know, they're saying, don't do what you do, do what I want you to do.
Right.
Which is exactly what you just said. And the defensive reaction is, what do you mean? I've done it this way for years, and it's perfectly fine. You know, so you're mm-hmm. making people become defensive about changing themselves. If you won't change yourself so easily, why would you expect other people to change themselves to fit you so easily?
Well, another thing that happens, and this happens to companies and salespeople all the time, is they truly do have a great idea. They really do have a better idea, and it actually might really even save the company money, the customer money. Mm-hmm. And so they show up with this proposal, and they think, wow, you know, they're already clipping their coupons. They're already cashing the checks. You know, they're thinking, you know, they're going to love this. And then they get there, and they don't understand why the customer didn't love it.
Exactly.
Even though it really did help, save, et cetera, et cetera. People, they get stuck in these habits. You know, it's hard to break them.
And it includes the habit of how you present. A lot of people get into a zone of how they actually present, what their demo is, what their elevator pitch is. You have to stay fresh, and you have to stay on your feet all the time, because you need a strategy that incorporates the current process of whom you're talking to.
Right.
You want to add to it and amplify it, and that way you ultimately change it. But you can't just say, well, you know, throw away this whole system, or throw away that machine, or throw away that idea.
Right, right.
Because I'm going to give you a new one. And that makes people get the, you know, the hair up on the back of their neck.
Mm-hmm.
You know that word, cold turkey?
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know why that became a bad thing, because I really like cold turkey.
I prefer my turkey cold.
I mean, after Thanksgiving, that's pretty much my favorite thing. But, it means something else in a different vernacular. But that kind of change is usually too difficult for most people, whether mm-hmm. it's yourself or it's, you know, the person you're trying to deal with.
So how do we make this happen? How do we, if we think we have a better idea, if we think that we can help people, and how do we help them help themselves?
You have to identify with them. You have to actually become what it, you know, in your head or in your speech, become somebody who understands what they are currently doing and why they're doing it. And that helps you leverage that existing behavior. You want them to understand that you understand them. You're not asking them to do something completely different. You're asking them to just simply add on a little bit of change.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about changing everything the way they do. I'm asking just tweak this a little bit and see what that does.
So what it sounds like you're saying is if you're really going to be effective with customers or employees for that matter, you have to start with a basis of trust.
Well, listen, you've got kids. Did you get your kids to eat something new by saying, here's a bowl of it, finish that?
My kids are grown. I'm still working on that. Hey, Debbie, give us your website, please.
It's DebbieMeyer.com.
M-E-Y-E-R. Debbie with an I-E and M-E-Y-E-R.com. Check it out. You can find all the inventions that Debbie has created right there on that website and all the other things. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.